This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Austrian police have raided 18 locations and arrested 14 people in a massive dragnet today after a gunman killed four people in a rampage in the center of Vienna overnight. Forensic officers and police were present in a neighborhood some 65 kilometers west of Vienna, where at least one suspect was arrested who allegedly had contact with the perpetrator. The gunman, who was killed by police minutes after he opened fire on crowded bars, was identified as a 20-year-old convicted jihadist released from jail less than a year ago, who had managed to convince authorities that he was no longer a threat. An elderly man and woman, a young passerby, and a waitress were killed in the attack, and 22 people, including a policeman, were wounded. He was identified as Kuchim Fezulay, a dual citizen of Austria and North Macedonia, who had been sentenced to 22 months in jail in April last year for attempting to travel to Syria to join Islamic State. Although tens of millions of ballots have already been cast, this is in fact Election Day, where the bulk of Americans who have not voted will cast ballots for local, state, and, of course, presidential elections. The tallying of the ballots in the presidential election will be the main focus. In the last-minute rallies, U.S. President Donald Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden made their final pitches to voters.
We sent in the guard and we saved Kenosha. We saved Kenosha. I said, you know, I think Kenosha's going to like me. We did a good job.
At a drive-in rally in Pittsburgh, Joe Biden put the lid on his campaign.
Pittsburgh, honk if you think it's a bunch of malarkey. It's wrong.
Millennial and Generation Z voters are expected to turn out in record numbers for the November 3rd presidential election. Experts say continuing trend for increasing